Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you Thursday, August 20th, 2020. 8:20, 2020, 15 minutes past the hour, and away we go here. Now, there's a lot to talk about this hour, but first I want to thank 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, for being in this morning, for coming in and discussing the Democratic National Convention. And Mary Ellen will be back with us tomorrow morning, Friday morning, from 10:10 a.m. to 11 a.m. to discuss Joe Biden's acceptance speech tonight. So all kinds of interesting stuff going on in a very political week. Mary Ellen is such, you know, it's interesting because she was on Elgin's school board. She was local treasurer. She was state treasurer. She was national treasurer. She has schools named after her. She has really accomplished so much in her life. And I think about all the talk, especially this week, with this being the 100th anniversary week of women getting the right to vote. And I think no matter what party you're of or what feeling you're in, what feeling you have about politics in general, you have to respect and admire, is the right word, a lady like Mary Ellen Withrow, who did what she did and continues to do what she does in life. Because you got to go back to 1969 and think, you know, a lot of women were not getting involved in politics in 1969. A matter of fact, she was the first woman elected to the Elgin School Board in 40, no, more than that. How many was it? 50. 50 years later, she had schools named after her. First woman to have a school named after her in Marion County, and first living person ever, male or female, to have a school named after them. So it's really a treasure, there's the right word, to have her in this community. The fact that she came back here and lived, so many people, once they go away for a job, they don't come back. Mary Ellen came back, and her appearances on this show are always so much appreciated, and she's fun. She really is a fun lady, and I hope everybody gets to know her on that level. She's done things like go to the root beer stand with me to do remotes, played, we've done game shows together, chili cook-offs. She's really just one of the best ladies you will find, and an expert on politics, to be sure. So it was great to have her in this morning and get her take on everything that's been going on, and she will be back tomorrow morning from 10:10 a.m. until 11 a.m. Now, there's a whole other thing going on tomorrow that I want to talk about, and trust me, I'm not going to start off by talking about this. I'm going to put it at the end of my list today, but it's, you know, it's an ongoing thing. It's an ongoing Friday drama that we have right now, and it's been going on for like 3 months now. Now, what will happen tomorrow, I don't know. But I figure if I start talking about it today, maybe by the time tomorrow comes around, we'll have some kind of grasp on what's going on. Now, I do want to mention something. Yesterday, for the first time, I went and visited somebody at a nursing home. I had not done that during this whole COVID situation. And I have to tell you, it's a very interesting experience, not a bad experience. I don't know if they're all the same, but in my particular case, I had to make an appointment the day before to go see the person, and then you schedule a half-hour period. You're only allowed to visit with the person for 30 minutes, and then I don't know, they come out in a mask, and you can't touch them, and they can't touch you, so you can't, you know, handshake or hug or any of that sort of thing. Not that I'd be doing that anyway, but it's an interesting experience. But the people at the the people at the nursing home are great. So I appreciate that. So it's an experience. How many of you have been out to visit somebody who's in a nursing home? What do you think of that process? I think it's very interesting. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call if you have done that. I found it fascinating. You know, I'm getting a message already. But see, this is not a good sign, because I said I was going to talk about tomorrow. And one of the people involved in that is already sending me a message that I don't understand at all. The message says, "I'll try not to ghost you." Now, I guess ghosting means not talk to somebody. Now, but I don't know that this person ever has done that. So I'm not sure what that means. Totally confused. And then the other thing, I don't know. Oh, good material. Well, I don't know if we'll see how good the material is this morning, but I don't understand the thing about the ghosting. I don't even know if they're listening at this point, but I don't understand what that, I don't think I've ever been, maybe I've been ghosted by some people, but I don't think I've been ghosted by all people. So I did that yesterday, went and visited somebody at a nursing home, and then I went and had dinner with somebody. Now, here's the thing. Have you ever done this? I was eating in the car with the person, which, by the way, is a whole ordeal now, because now what you do, because a lot of people don't want to go into restaurants, is, you know, you order through the window or you have the food delivered to your car, and you have to get in somebody else's car. You drive separately, and then you get in their car and you eat. And it's very strange. And it's not always the easiest thing to eat in a car, especially when you're given a real glass. It wasn't a styrofoam or a plastic glass that would fit into a glass holder in your car. And I wasn't sitting in the driver's seat, so I couldn't reach the tray that was on the window. So I have my chicken sandwich in my lap, and I have my French fries in my lap, and I'm also holding my mug, which has my drink in it, and I can't lay any of this down. So I start, and I'm in a car, so I start to try to drink the drink I had, and it was good, and then I tried to start to eat. Well, when I tried to start to eat, I don't know what I did, I don't know how I managed this, but I think I spilt a good portion of the drink on me. Now, here's the good thing about this in a car. I don't think the other person noticed. If they did notice, they did not say anything, which I appreciate. But and you know what was weird? In the past, well, you would think that if it felt like I had spilled a lot of this drink on me. But when I got out of the car, I don't think I did spill a lot of the drink on me, because I couldn't find where I'd even spilled any on me. So I don't know. Maybe it just dried fast. Who knows? But that's me out to eat yesterday, that little experience. And then I wanted to get air in a tire. And I'm going up and down 95 trying to get air in my tire. And I could not. One place, the credit card machine didn't work. And they're not allowed to give you change. So I couldn't use it at the one place. I couldn't get air at the one place. And then the next place, it was out of order. Tire machine was out of order. You could not get air. You could not get air on Route 95 last night. So here I was, up and down Route 95, trying to get air, couldn't do it. And I'll tell you, that drives you nuts. And thank goodness my tire was not going flat, because I kept thinking, if my tire was really going flat, this could be really, really bad. Because there's no way for me to fill it. And the people were so polite at the gas station. Well, the funny thing was, the people at the first gas station who, you know, politely told me they could not give me change and politely told me that they'd called in the credit card machine being broken on the air hose, told me to go down to the next place to get air, where the next closest place was to get air, which of course I knew because I live here. And I go to that place and there's a big out of order sign on the machine. Now, I don't know if the credit card machines were just broken yesterday. I don't know if it was just my bad luck. I don't know what it was. But I could not get air yesterday to save my life. Did anybody experience anything like this yesterday? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any trials and tribulations with air? I had that yesterday. Okay, now that I've got the minutiae out of the way, there's two things I want to talk about involving these people who allegedly... I don't know about this ghosting thing, but here's the deal. Okay, I told you recently that we're doing podcasts, and I think podcasts are great. And you can get them by going to YouTube and searching the podcast name, and you'll find it. Now, this particular podcast that I do with two people is called Paper Rings. So if you want to listen to it, you can go to YouTube and search Paper Rings Podcast, and it will come up. I think there's 10 episodes now on there. Okay, here is my problem with this. We did the last one. There was a big layoff. I think we did the last one. We did episode 9 back in March, maybe March or early April. And we used to do them every week. We did like the first 9. We did one a week. And then something happened at week number 9. Well, here was the strange thing about week number 9. They had always been promoted on Facebook, and they had always done pretty well. People had listened to them. Well, episode number 9 was the last episode, and for some reason, it never got promoted on Facebook, even though I brought it up like 3 or 4 different times. I have no idea what was going on. I don't think I ever got a direct answer, but something happened to where it just never got promoted, so I think it was only listened to internally. I think to this day, episode 9 has probably only been listened by people, has only been listened to by people who have actually stumbled across it on the internet, never been promoted. Okay, that happened, and then there was this big layoff in regard to doing the podcast. Well, we ended up doing one this month, August. And so episode 10 is now up. And it's been up, I think it went up on Sunday. And I let the other two people know, okay, the episode's up, here you go. Because the point of a podcast, I think, is that people listen to them. That's what I thought. So I send this out, and here we are on Thursday, and I don't think this has been promoted yet. So I'm not sure what's going on between point A and point B. Now, people get busy. I'm not saying people don't get busy. It does happen. But I don't know what exactly is going on there, because for 8 episodes, there was never any problem with this. And then we get to episode 9 and episode 10, and all of a sudden we've got problems. And apparently this is like a 6-month problem. And I don't know what it is, because I happen to think the podcasts are actually pretty good. If people would go to YouTube and search Paper Rings Podcast, I think they would enjoy those. Because they're not political, they're not about serious things, they're just kind of about the minutiae of life. But for some reason, I don't know if people ever get to listen to them, because I don't know if people ever really know that they're there besides me talking about them on the air. So, you know, I hate to place blame on people, but in this particular situation, I've got to place blame on the other two people, because I know that they both are aware that it's up, yet nothing ever happened. Now, why nothing ever happened, we really don't know. Now, does anybody have any information on this, why they think this is happening? I'd love to hear a rational answer, because I've got something else to talk about in this vein here in a moment. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you think is going on here with this Paper Rings podcast? Because I would think if you show up to do it, and you spend the time taping it, that you would want to let people know that you're doing it, and you would want people to hear it. But apparently something gets lost between point A and point B. I'm not really sure. Now, here's what I'm going to chalk it up to. You know, when people eat a lot of gravy, and I'm not saying everyone, because I know there are a lot of gravy lovers out there. When you eat a lot of gravy, I think sometimes it clogs veins, possibly in your body. And I think maybe the overeating of gravy by one of these people, because they're from Kentucky, and nothing wrong with being from Kentucky, but this person's from Kentucky, they like to deny it, but they've got the Kentucky in them, and this is Kentucky gravy. I think the gravy has blocked some artery to their head, and I think it's possible that they're not aware that podcasts need to be promoted. Now, I could be wrong on this, but this is what I think. And again, if anybody has any insight on this, that's just my intake. If anybody has any insight, let me know. 740-383-9944. Now, here's the other thing that's been going on Friday. And before I say this, let me preface this with, I understand things come up. I really do. And I am not penalizing anybody for things coming up at all. Not penalizing people at all. But here's what has happened the last umpteen Fridays. What happened is, we do the Exchange Club on Friday from 12 to 1. And it's a panel discussion show. Now, sometimes it's current events, and sometimes it's, just conversation. You never know what it's going to be. I really never have an agenda on Friday from 12 to 1. Now, we had panelists on this for many, many years, and they've went on to do other things. So, I think it was back in April. It's been a while now. I was talking to a person, and I said, would you like to be a new panelist on that program? And I'd love to. I said, now, are you sure you can do it every week? Are you sure that you can come in? You know, this is not going to be conflicting with anything else. No. Perfect. It's perfect timing. It works great. Everything's hunky-dory. Okay? And here's the thing. And I hate to say that, because I don't want to be rude, because it's the same person who doesn't promote the podcasts, so I don't want to, like, heap more anger on people than I already have, but you try out people so you can build up a panel, and this was just the first person on the line to building up the panel. So, what happened was, this person came, I think, for 2 weeks. And it went okay, and then I started to think about other people we could put on the panel to round the thing out. Well, then we got into some issue to where the person couldn't come. Now, I will say this was my fault, but I always told the person that, you know, I don't need you this week, and that was my fault, and I did that, okay? Totally will take the blame. Well, a couple weeks ago, and I always had to take the fault of this. I always had to take the fault of this. For some reason, I was always the bad guy. This is all going on behind the scenes. But today is like the airing of grievances. I've kept this behind the scenes, but today I feel like I need to air my grievances. Because we've got two podcasts of this Paper Ring podcast that have never been promoted. And you know, I go to the time to record these things, I edit them together, I put them up on YouTube, and I can't get anybody to promote them. You know, I don't understand. And then, we have this whole Exchange Club problem going on top of that, which is also driving me insane. Okay, so, here's the deal. As I told you, the person came in for two Fridays, and then I did cancel them. 100% I did it, but I always let them know. I always said, don't come in today. which it's not like they were coming here anyway. You know, it's not like they weren't showing up here directly. So I did not add any other panelists to the show because I wasn't even sure if the first panelist was sticking around because I had not seen them. So we get to 2 weeks ago. And 2 weeks ago, I did not cancel the person. I did not say a thing to them in the morning, did not say a thing to them all week. And what happens? Here comes 12 o'clock, and they don't show up. Now, here's where this gets tricky. Let me tell you where this gets tricky. As I say this, I want to explain what I'm saying. The person doesn't show up and doesn't tell me that they're not showing up. Now, remember, all these previous weeks when I've canceled them, they've told me, why are you canceling? You shouldn't be doing this, so on and so forth. So 2 weeks ago, the person just doesn't show up. Leaves me totally alone with nobody here and no plan for the noon show. And I'm thinking, what happened? I thought the person died. I thought they died and they were gone and I was going to have to find a whole new panelist. Well, come to find out, their son had a college visit. Now, here's where this gets tricky. I get that if your son has a college visit, you need to go. You so need to go if your son has a college visit, and I would not expect you to be here at all. But I would have thought that maybe I would have gotten a message the night before, or I would have gotten a message in the morning that would have said, hey, you know, my son has a college visit. That's very important, and I have to go to that. Oh, of course. And I would have said, hey, I understand that. That's great. You know, go to the college visit. I get it. Have a good time. But see, that's not what happened. What happened was there was no word. And I was talking with one of her friends, and they were saying, well, I don't know what happened either. Let me send her a message and see where she is. And toward the end of the show, I guess the person got the message and called in. And they said, I'm on a college visit. And I said, oh, I get it. You know, certainly you should go to a college visit. I'm not saying that this is more important than a college visit. I just wish you had told me first. That's all I'm saying. And, okay, so that happened 2 weeks ago, and she apologized. She apologized on the air because she called live on the air. We got to hear what she was ordering at Taco Bell. So everything was hunky-dory. Then last week. Okay, now again, this is tricky because remember, I'm not criticizing what happened last week. Here's what happened. Something bad happened in the morning. Totally understand. And this time she did tell me that something bad had happened. So I totally understand that something bad happened and they couldn't make it. And she did tell me with advance notice. Totally acceptable. But, and I'll tell you something else. Michelle, my great friend Michelle, who's so nice and so great, came in and did the show, and she brought her son Dawson, who is just so great. Her son Dawson is so great, so smart, so articulate, and I thought we had a great show last week. We had a really, really, really good show, and everything was fine, and the other person, I totally don't fault at all, because they were having a bad day, and they did tell me they couldn't come. So, that's not a problem. But here comes to tomorrow. Here's what's going on tomorrow. Tomorrow, we don't know. See, I used to have faith in this, but I really don't know now. It's kind of antsy. Now, I am not canceling anybody. So tomorrow will not fall on me, no matter what the case. But will the other person show up? We don't know. That's the mystery. Now, will Michelle show up tomorrow? I don't know. You know, she's more than welcome to show up anytime she would like because she's great. She did a great job. She does a great job. She's perfect. And the other person is good as well. But we just seem to have a failure in our communication skills, I think is what it is. And I've tried, because here's the thing. If you can't make it to the studio, calling in is the next best thing. I mean, we've had people call in. Sean used to call in. We've had people who were on trips who've called in. Guests call in all the time. So the next best thing to showing up is calling in. Because I don't want to get on here and have people think that my side of the story is the right side. If there are holes in my story, I don't screen the calls. I invite people to call in and set me straight. You know, this is what the public airwaves are for, in my opinion. See, I'm getting messages now. Listen, I'm not trying to criticize the one person. I'm just saying that there's been some problem in the past. But, you know, oh my goodness, there's bad things going on this morning. What is going on? I don't know. I really don't know. I'm trying to read these Facebook messages that I'm getting. But does anybody have any idea why this keeps happening? And are we going to take bets tomorrow? Will she show up? I don't know at this point. I wonder. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and we can sort this out. But I don't know. You see, I just don't know if she'll show up tomorrow. I'm sorry I had to do a whole show on this. Because, you know, I feel bad that, you know, I don't know, maybe I'm taking up people's time by bringing this up, but I just want to explain it now before tomorrow, because I want people to know what's going on tomorrow, because tomorrow's a long day. You know, it's like 8 a.m. till 1 I'm in here. Mary Ellen will be in from 10 to 11, but I don't know about... I don't know. We'll see what happens at noon tomorrow. Yeah, and I'm trying to read these messages, which is a bad thing, because when I do that, apparently I lose my train of thought. But, and it's nice because somebody's working out this morning. That's nice. Now, apparently somebody got upset because they were called perfect this morning. I don't know. This is probably somebody complaining about my dissertation. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, good morning, Scott. I'm sitting here listening to you. trying to figure out these people. That's unsponsible.
I know, and you know, I had to get it off my chest this morning.
You know, Scott, it don't make no difference how good you are or whatever. If you ain't dependable, I mean... Like, don't make no difference how good you are at something. If you don't show up, that means you're just flat zero.
Oh, I think so, too. And you know the thing about this is, this person, I really like them. They are a good person, good-hearted. I've seen them do good acts beyond imagination. But I just don't know why we can't get on the same track.
Right. I know. I know where you're coming from. Sure, I know nice people, nice friends. So, you know, I've done a lot of things with different people. But if you got a responsibility, like your case, you're talking about. Sometimes I can understand you can't call. But when you're important about something, you should notify the, you know, somebody that you can't make it or whatever, so they can get fill in. But you're standing there with this other person that's supposed to you know, replace you or fill in, and they don't show up, boy, it just puts you on a spot.
Well, it does. And you know, I'm on the air on Friday for 5 hours, from 8 in the morning to 1 o'clock. And when I get to that last hour, I'm looking for a little relief. And 2 weeks ago, I had to sell chickens on the air because I had no plan. I had nothing.
I know exactly where you're coming from, and you know, I've done it. I've been in the same predicament a lot of times. What do you do? I mean, irresponsible people. Just, I don't know. Nothing aggravates me any worse than somebody telling me, you know, like you're supposed to be there, should be there, and all of a sudden you're not there. I mean, it puts you on a spot. I mean, a real spot. So what would happen if you'd had to shut down your alley there? I mean, if you don't do it, and nobody, that one person that's supposed to be there don't show up, what else are you going to do? I mean, are we going back to Scott? Respect. Respect. You got to respect the other person. Respect yourself and respectable for what you do. If you didn't need somebody there, you wouldn't have her in the first place.
Right, and you know, the fact that I invited her to come in back in, I think it was April or something like that, the fact that I invited her because, you know, I needed somebody in that spot, I thought was a kind thing to do, and she said, yes, I would like to do that, it sounds like a lot of fun, and, you know, this will be great, and it was for about 2 weeks, and then we've just been down, and we're here now, we're almost to September. And you know, the thing is, I don't want to criticize because, listen, if your son has to go on a college visit, you need to be with him. If you're having a bad day at your other job, I understand. I'm not saying you should come here. Just a little notice would have been nice.
Oh, yeah, there wouldn't have been nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with... You're right. I could understand whoever, whatever. If they got something else they really need to do or got to do, you ought to tell the person called in and say, hey, I can't make it. Would it be all right? Well, you have time to try to figure out something there. But when they don't, you expect them to be there and they're not there, then you don't have no time to do nothing then.
Right. Oh, and listen, last week was a horrible day for this person. I mean, I don't want to say they shouldn't have been here. I'm not saying last week they should have been because they had a tragedy. And when somebody has a tragedy, you can't show up here and do radio. I mean, I do a tragedy every morning on the air, but that's a whole nother story.
Yeah.
But I understood it last week, and they did give me notice, and I had Michelle and... Dawson in here who were great, but I'm just saying, for some reason we have not been able to fix this for like months now, and so I wonder about tomorrow because it seems like the timing is way off.
Yeah, well, you see, Scott, I worked at the contract work pretty well all my life, and I worked at the Honda auto plant. I've been working out there for years. But anyway, you know, you get on these lines, semi lines, or like radio, whatever, and it takes more than one person, two person, whatever, how many it takes. Well, that one, if you take three and one don't show up, that puts the other two in a pickle. And the same way if you're two and only one shows up, that what's there is in a pickle. I'm telling you, it goes with pretty well everything. If you got a responsible job, whatever it is, it could be a number of things, you ought to be responsible for that, and you ought to respect it as a responsible person, responsible job, and carry that part out. If something's wrong, call. But if you can't call, that's different. But now... if you can call by all means call and notify the next person in line or whatever. I can't make it. You know, can we have somebody to fill in? That would help the situation a whole lot.
And last week that happened when she said she couldn't come because she had a tragedy. Michelle and Dawson did come in, so last week went as it should. It was just the week before that was off.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't understand. I'm not picking on any specific person, but anybody, I don't care who they are, where they are, when you've got a responsible job to fill, like your case, if you got a responsible job to fill, show up or fill in, you should be there, or at least make some kind of a contact that you can't. That'd be simple as that, and that would take care of the whole situation. But when you don't, when you're not responsible and don't show up, that ain't good at all. Regardless what kind of a job it is or whatever contact it is, if you're supposed to be there and don't make no preparation to notify them, that ain't good.
It is. And you know what? I feel bad. Because I want to say that this person is very nice in real life. You know, she'll cook gravy for you anytime you want. She's a nice human being. Although she hasn't brought me a pop for a long time. She used to bring me pops. I don't know what happened there. But it really, you know, maybe she'll be here tomorrow. I told her to call in today and just explain, because I don't want it to be like one-sided. I don't want to be that this is all me and I'm making like a light of her. You know, I'm trying to be fair.
We've got to have about any kind of an organization, any kind of a situation, you gotta have a leader. You gotta have somebody out front, if you understand what I'm saying. You gotta have somebody to look ahead and make decisions. And that is hard to do. But if you don't got a leader and somebody responsible, it'll catch up with whatever it is, organization, whatever it is, it'll catch up with you sooner or later. Somebody's got to be a leader, and whoever it is, whatever it is, you got to be responsible for what's behind you.
Right, and now here's the thing.
And you're going to take a lot of beef. But in the long run, when everything's said, done, and over, you're going to come out respectable.
Well, here's the thing. This is going to be good because we've got 8 minutes left. Now, she says she's going to call in now. So you're going to get to hear her side of the story. Now, get ready. I'm going to try to run a lie detector on this. And so get ready. She's going to call in right now. So listen, and maybe you can tell me what you think of this after this phone call ends.
Okay, all right. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. The phone lines are open. Now you got to call quick here. This is the person who I'm talking about. Now, I don't mention the name because I do this with every... Okay, here we go. Get ready. Hold on to whatever you've got. Here comes, as they say, the rest of the story. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just listening to your stories this morning.
No, it was I had to get it off my chest.
Oh, I'm glad you feel better. Well, I am, like, cringing inside as I'm listening.
Really?
You know, your stories are always good, but always one-sided.
Oh, well, do tell.
So, I think you painted me in a really negative light, though, right?
Oh, no. See, let me say, you should go on college visits with your son. I'm not saying you shouldn't. And I am not saying that last week was not a tragedy. It absolutely was. And you told me, and you even got people to fill in for you. You did great. All I'm saying is for some reason we have a bad history as of late of doing things, like promoting the podcast and getting a Friday show off the air. That's all my beat. It's not with the bad things that have happened to you or the good things. I understand those. I think it's just the way they were handled. Now I'll let you say your piece.
Well, I mean, okay, so I think the week that I didn't call and didn't come in, right?
Yes.
Off, and I took responsibility, but like I said, for like the week prior to that, you know, well, we know my son had surgery, and then the 2 weeks prior to that, you had just called me off, you know, you had said no. So it was just kind of one of those things that like wasn't happening anymore.
No, but that's not...
Those were like 4 weeks in a row, but it was technically probably like 5 or 6 weeks that it just didn't go, right?
But nobody said, don't come back.
But after, well, I mean, but then like after that many weeks, it just kind of seemed like one of those things that just wasn't happening.
Well, I don't think so, but okay. No, I know that's not true because when your son had surgery, you had told me that week, you said, I won't be here. Now, if you thought that it was over, now why would you say that?
Because we just, I guess we hadn't spoken and it wasn't one of those things anymore.
Okay. Well, I, you know,
checking in throughout the week or saying, you know, what's going to happen or at least discussing, like, you know, maybe we should figure out what we're going to talk about.
Well, I don't know. All I'm saying is like I say, absolutely you should have went with your son and absolutely you should have. I did not know why there wasn't any, informing of it.
Right. Yes. So I should have told you.
Yes.
Scott.
So I'm right on that point.
I don't know if I can say you're right or not, but...
Okay, now what about the podcast? We did a podcast, like, back in April, and you never promoted the last episode, for whatever reason. It's the last episode.
I did promote the last episode, like, late, and then this one that you just sent to me the other day.
Sunday.
And that last podcast was, I mean, kind of sketchy at best, though, right?
Really, was it?
Did we have I don't even know if we had a good, clear topic.
No, it was good. It was good. There was the song at the end and all that.
This week has been extremely not normal for me. It's been very busy, and so I'll have to try to sit down this weekend and promote that podcast.
I mean, I
don't know when I became the promoter, though, in my defense.
Well, because we have to give you a position. Because I'm the editor and the taper and the moderator. So I have to let somebody else be... Plus, I would think you'd want your friends to listen to it, and if you don't promote it, they're not going to know it exists. My people already know it is out there.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Oh, you doubt right. That. You sound skeptical. You're like it's a Matlock episode or something.
Oh, funny.
You don't want your people to hear it?
Of course.
Oh, well, then how? If I promote it, how are your people going to hear it?
By tagging me.
No, that doesn't work, though, because if I'm not friends with your friends, they're not going to see it. It'll only be the friends we have in common. But if you promote it, all your friends will see it.
Okay, that's what we'll do.
Well, that's what I've been trying to do, but the last two have went by the wayside for some reason.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
No, you know we get along. You know we're friends, right?
Of course we do. Of course, yes.
Right. So why do you... I mean, I'm not trying to... You know what? Here's why I didn't say your name this morning. Because I didn't want to put all this on you badly.
But yeah, then it's like, you know, I'm listening and it's like, well, you know, it's not responsible or whatever. I'm like, you know, I'm like the most responsible person in the world. And respectful.
Who said that?
I just did.
Now, the last caller really laid it out for us.
I know. I said, Scott, this guy is going to hate me.
No, not hate you.
He'll say all of the very good things about me or all the great qualities or all the busyness that I have in my life.
No, listen, I'm not trying to come down on you. I'm just saying the last caller clearly knew what I was talking about, all the trouble I've been through with you. And so Glenn's on the floor dying here. Glenn
would side with me. I know Glenn thinks I'm very responsible and very respectful.
Okay, of course Glenn's going to side with you. He hates me. Okay? Glenn's going to side. Glenn would side with a rock with mold on it if it was in the room against me. But the last caller, I've never met that last caller in my life. I appreciate when he calls in. He's a very wise person. But
I love listening to him.
Yes,
I do.
Me too.
Reminds me so much of my grandfather, the Southern voice. I just think every time I listen, I'm like, oh my gosh, this guy sounds just like my grandpa did.
And he laid it out this morning.
He said,
there's got to be a leader, which clearly is me. And you have no idea what's going on.
You know what? I would probably agree with that about 90% of the time. Usually I'm like, oh, this is what we're doing. Okay. Let's go with it.
I mean, I can't get a pop from you anymore. I can't get a pretzel.
I was thinking about it this morning, too, but...
Were you?
I was. When I drove by this morning, I was like, you know, if I get a chance to sneak out for a minute, I will take out a pop, but it didn't work out. And then you had the Eleanor, so that was good.
Well, tomorrow morning, here's what I think, because I've got the big 5-hour shift. Now, I know you're busy. I mean, I don't doubt that you're busy. Don't ever think that this is because I don't think you're busy. I think you're busy. But here's the thing. Are you showing... Do I think you're responsible?
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to leave that up to the jury. Now,
and the leader.
To the leader. To me, the leader. Yeah. Are you going to be here... Well, see, here's what I don't know what tomorrow will bring, you know, because usually it all falls apart on Friday. But Mary Ellen's going to be on from 10 to 11 tomorrow. So do you plan on being here tomorrow?
Yes, I can be there.
Okay, what time are you coming?
Well, noon, right?
Did you have like a spell there? What happened?
Yeah, no, like I'm going to have to hop off here. So I should be there at noon, right?
Okay, noon sounds good, and you're going to bring a pop, right?
I'll try.
Okay.
Yes, I'll bring you a pop.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Now, will she show up? We don't know. You heard what she said. We'll play that tomorrow at noon when she doesn't show up, and you'll get to hear what goes on. Glenn Coble's coming up for 2 hours after this with On the Air and then Swap Shop. Don't miss that. 12 to 1. What an interesting day it's been. Now, tomorrow, our caller who analyzed this whole thing, I hope you heard that. Call me tomorrow morning, and you tell me what you think of that particular call. For this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
And on being Hillary Clinton's vice president.
Very interesting. Before I let you go, Senator Brown, and I thank you for your time, The Hill reported today that a possible Clinton-Brown ticket could be, and NBC's Chuck Todd has suggested this, MSNBC's Rachel Maddow has floated around the idea, so I guess Senator Brown, if asked, will you serve?
I have no interest, I really don't. I love what I'm doing here. I'm very flattered by that. I appreciate anybody thinking that, but I really don't want to be vice president. I want to continue to fight for middle class in Marion and Mansfield and all over the state.
So no chance as you are?
No interest, no chance.
No chance at all. Okay, hey, well, that's a Sherman.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 28 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4000.